Starting today to remind the Gimel Cheshvan Tovshin I pay out of Reb Tzvi Lipman.
Towards the end of the parasha, after the Mabul, the pasuk says, "Vayiven Noach Mizbeach Lashem." Noach built a mizbeach. Ve'yikach mikol abheim atoiro, or mikol oif atoi ve'yal oidus b'mizbeach. So Noach brought korbanos from all the behemos atoirois, or the oifos atoirois. He brought oilois. As we know, there were extra animals. There were seven pairs, or seven behemos atoirois, oif tohoi. So Noach understood that these are meant to be korbanos. And he brought this, all the extra behemotos over toys as a korban to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The next pasuk says, "Vayorach Hashem es reach nichoyach." Hashem was very, very happy with the korban. The boshim smelt the reach nichoyach, and he made the promise never to bring a mabul again. There's an interesting medrash in Vayikra. The medrash discusses this pasuk with a moshul. The Medrash says, a king had two cooks who cooked his food. One of them cooked a dish, and he enjoyed it very, very much. The next one, at his turn, also cooked a dish, and the king enjoyed the second one very much as well. Says the Medrash, I don't know which one the king enjoyed more. Says the Medrash, when the king gives an instruction to the second one, please make me that dish again, then you know that the king really enjoyed that dish more than the other one. Because he asked for it again, that's the best proof that the king enjoyed the dish tremendously. Says the Medrash, we find Noach brought korbanos, Hashem enjoyed the dish very much. We find Klal Yisrael brought korbanos, korban tomid, also says the Lashon Reich Nechoyach, Hashem enjoys it very much. Which one did Hashem enjoy more? Zog the Medrash, since the Ribbono Shel Olam was Mitzavek Klal Yisrael, Reich Nechoyach Tishmu Lahar Kriv Li, will you please bring it regularly? Is a raya that the Korbanos of Klal Yisrael were more choshuv, and the Ribbono Shel Olam enjoyed them more than the Korbanos of Noach. As I state in Medrash, in Vayikra Rabba, Perek Zayin, so the question is, what exactly is pshat in the Medrash? What is the discussion? Which one's more? Which one's less? And the Boshim enjoyed the Korban of Klal Yisrael more. What exactly is the discussion of the Medrash? And what exactly is the maskon of the Medrash? So I saw pshat, a geshmak of pshat b'shem the Stipler. There's a well-known Gemara in Kiddushin, Lamed Aleph Amad Aleph. We all know Rabbi Yosef was Esuma, was blind. Saginoi, he was blind. And there is a shitter, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Suma is potter min amitzvos. That Rabbi Yehuda shitter brought in Bava Kama, that a blind man is min adin potter amitzvos. Says the Gemara like this, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Mereish hava mina, at first I used to hold, that anybody who tells me halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda suma potter amitzvos, avidin a yom tov l'rabbanon. If somebody's going to tell me, you should know we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin suma potter amitzvos, I'm going to be so happy, and I'm going to make a suda. I'm going to make it a yom tov, declare that yom tov, because it means I'm potter amitzvos, and I still do it. So all my mitzvahs are extra bonuses. All my mitzvahs are extra mitzvahs. Be delighted I've got this opportunity of doing daily extra mitzvahs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what said Rabbi Yosef, that's what I used to say. Then I heard a shmur for Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says, no, God will mitzvah voice, misha in mitzvah voice. Mitzvah voice is more choshev than in mitzvah voice. Says Rabbi Yosef, so I change. Now, under Rabbi, man, the omni, the ein aloha gemuda avidna yoma tovela rabbon. If somebody's going to tell me that we don't pass like a gemuda, if somebody's going to inform me, you should know we pass in the sumas chaim and the mitzvahs, oh, I'm going to be grateful to him. I'm going to make it a yom tov l'rabbonim. Because if I find out that I'm mitzvah voiser, mitzvah is much greater than ein mitzvah voiser, and therefore that will be a reason for celebration for me to make a yom tov l'rabbonim. Says the Stipler Zatzal, that is the discussion of the Medrash we just brought. Noach was gewaltige Karbonis, but he wasn't mitzvah. He was an ein mitzvah voiser. The Karbonis were beautiful, the Karbonis were geschmack, but he was an ein mitzvah voiser. Klal Yisrael were Karbonis mitzvah voiser. Klal Yisrael were commanded to bring Karbonis. Says the Medrash, which one is greater? Now the Medrash is discussing this sofuk which Rabbi Yosef had. On one hand, Eina Mitzvah Oysa shows a tremendous love to the Rabbeinu Shalom. I want to do even more than my obligations. I'm happy to do mitzvahs even if I'm not obligated to do. Eina Mitzvah Oysa got his milas. So maybe that is the best korban. Maybe that's the bigger reich lichoyach to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Says the Medrash, but when we can see the fact that Rabbeinu Shem instructed Klal Yisrael to carry on, that shows that the Mitzvah voice is greater. So the Medrash is telling me, you should know, Noach's Karbonos were tremendous, but nothing beats a Mitzvah voice. A Mitzvah voice is even greater, and therefore the Karbonos of Klal Yisrael, which are under the title of Mitzvah voice, those are the greatest type of kabonas. Those are the most precious mitzvahs. Those are the mitzvahs the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gives much more schar for. God oil mitzvah voisa vein mitzvah voisa. So that's what the Medrash is telling me. The maila of mitzvah voisa. Why is taka mitzvah voisa much greater? Ein mitzvah shows a tremendous love to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, a tremendous simcha shel mitzvah. That even what I'm not obligated, I still do. Why take do we hold Godoy mitzvah voisa? Why is mitzvah voisa considered greater? Says Tosis in Kiddushin that mitzvah voisa is fish doig or mitzdaya yoisa pen yavoy. It's true, Ein Mitzvah has got an element of Simchas HaMitzvahs, Avos Hashem, but the worry of an Ein Mitzvah Oysa is a constant worry. Of a Mitzvah Oysa, I mean. Somebody's Mitzvah Oysa, he's constantly worried. Have I been Mekayim HaMitzvah? Have I done it properly? Will I have all the what I need to do it? He's constantly thinking about the Mitzvah. He's constantly worrying about it. A person who's got tzar for a mitzvah, a person who worries about a mitzvah, that makes a tremendous schar. That's the maila which mitzvah voice has got over the ein mitzvah voice, the daiger, the worry, the mitzvah, that he's concerned, will I be mekayim the mitzvah properly? That's something which only mitzvah voice has got, and that's why God oil mitzvah voice, ein mitzvah voice. You're right. You took the words out of my mouth. Thank you. The Ritvo says, the second reason, the Ritvo says, this is what I quoted you was Tosafot. The Ritvo says, the reason why Mitzvah Oysa is greater is because Mitzvah Oysa has Sotan Mekatrig Yoysa or Mevela Yikuvim. The Yetzer Hara has the battle. The Yetzer Hara battles against Mitzvah Oysa. And that's why Mitzvah Oysa, he's got the challenges. He'll find all things come his way. The Yetzer Hara puts all obstacles in his path in order to try and stop him. So therefore the fight, the Melchemes HaYetzer, is the reason why Mitzvah Oysa is greater than Ein Mitzvah Oysa. That's the Ritva's reason, and there's a third reason. The Ramban says that very, perhaps even the simplest, Mitzvah is Yom Mekayim Gzeus HaMelech. He says the main schar of mitzvahs, the Hashem doesn't need our mitzvahs. The main schar of mitzvahs is Yom Mekayim Gzeus HaMelech. Yom Mekayim Hashem's command. Yom Mekayim Hashem's instructions. Mitzvah Oysa, you've got the Mekayim Gzeus HaMelech. Yom Mekayim Hashem's instructions. Ein Mitzvah Oysa is very nice, but you haven't got the Kiyum Gzeus HaMelech. So these are three reasons we got in the Rishon, in the Maila Mitzvah Oysa. Toises, because he worries about it. There is four. The Melchemes Ayetze, which you've got by Mitzvah Oysa. And the Rabban, because you Mekayim Gzeus HaMelech. The Yam Shel Shleima, it's a famous Yam Shleima, Shabru brings it down as well. He talks about Bar Mitzvah Suitors. He goes through a list. What suders are called a suders mitzvah? One needs to know what Hashem's suders mitzvah and nafkamina. If a person is in avelus, can he be mishtatef or not? These halachas and tamid chachamim, the certain tamid chachamim only like to eat by suders mitzvah. What categorizes a suders mitzvah? What belongs to the list of a suders mitzvah? So the Amshe Shleima Bava Kama goes through various types of suders. Are they called a suders mitzvah or not? Says the Amshe Shleima, suders bar mitzvah, yo, does a zikha a suders mitzvah. Why? Says the Amshe Shleima, because the simcha of a suders bar mitzvah is, you're so happy that the child has now become mechuy bar mitzvahs. Says the Amshe Shleima, if you see from Rabbi Yosef, in this Gemara in Kedushin Lamed Aleph, that he would make a suda when he finds out that he's mitzvah Yisrael. Even though it's not that he's becoming now mitzvah Yisrael. If he just finds out that Ein Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda, and he finds out these mitzvah, that's reason to make a simcha. He'd make a Yom Tov L'Rabbanon. So when a person actually becomes mitzvah Yisrael, all the more so it's a Yom Tov. He's become mitzvah, he's received this this gift from the Rabbeinu Shalom, that now I'm mitzvah, and now I'm a chuy b'mitzvahs. So therefore, says the Yam Shalom, that's for sure a suddis mitzvah. Because the day that a child becomes mitzvah voiser, he's got all these mitzvahs now mitzvah voiser. That is a tremendous Yom Tov and a tremendous Suda's mitzvah. And therefore the Yom Shlema says the main mitzvah, the most mehudadika Suda's bar mitzvah is on the day of the bar mitzvah. On the day of the bar mitzvah, when he actually becomes mitzvah voyser, so that is the tremendous simcha. The simcha's on that day. Says the Yom Shlema, a week later, he may be even kai mitzvahs, but it's not the day that he became a chuy mitzvahs. So therefore, says Yom Shleiman, to make the suda a week later is not such a level to this mitzvah. He says, if you make it later, you have to make sure that the mitzvah boy says a drosha, or somebody says a drosha. Then it's got a certain Shem Suda's mitzvah. Oh, but it's not the suda's bar mitzvah. The suda's bar mitzvah, the main simcha suda's bar mitzvah, is based God the mitzvah va'isa. The mitzvah va'isa is a tremendous schus. A person to be mitzvah va'isa, God the mitzvah va'isa. That's why a suda's bar mitzvah is called a suda's mitzvah. There's another Gemara, Bava Kama Lamed Ches Med Aleph. The Gemara brings a pasuk in Chavakuk. Omad vayemoided eretz ro vayate goyim. The Rabbein Shem saw that the goyim, even the mitzvahs which they are obligated, even the sheva mitzvahs, they're not doing properly. They haven't really taken on doing it properly. So says the Loshen Apostle, ro vayate goyim. So it sounds like the Rabbeinu Shem was mutter, made him mutter. And said, well, it became mutter. It can't be choyter niska. Just because they don't give them, it becomes mutter. Says the Gemara, no, they don't get such reward anymore. So fake the Gemara, there's a braisa, nochrisha oisik batoira, who could coin godlin? He's got a mile like a coin godlin. So it seems that he does get a schar for his mitzvahs, when learning at least his mitzvahs, which he needs to know. Says the Gemara, they get schar like a ena mitzvah voisa, and not schar like a mitzvah voisa. That's the maskola, the Gemara Bava Kama Lamed Ches, that the Rabbeinu Shalom decided from now on, goyim are only getting schar like a ein mitzvah voisa. Says the Rashbo, the Loshon of Braisa still needs explanation, because it says nochishes b'toshu koyin godol. Says there's a certain mila. If you say they only get a week schar like ein mitzvah voisa, what's the expression the nochishes b'toshu is like a koyin godol? Say the Achrayim. Like we said before, Ein Mitzvois has also got tremendous milas. It's not as if Ein Mitzvois is nothing. Ein Mitzvois, he shows his Simchas HaMitzvah. Ein Mitzvois shows his Avas Hashem. There's tremendous milas by Ein Mitzvois. It just doesn't compare to the Mila Mitzvois. He gets hard because of the daigik of the worrying about the Mitzvah. So each have got their own unique advantages. Just Mitzvois overpowers the Mila of Ein Mitzvois. So the Gemara is telling me, you know, a goy, he doesn't mean even Ein Mitzvois, it gets tremendous reward. It shows if he does even Ein Mitzvois, also shows a connection to mitzvahs, and it shows a tremendous Avas Hashem. But nothing beats a mitzvah isa. The mitzvah isa is the biggest maila, as we said from the Medrash before, as the maskon of the Gemara. The sudas by mitzvah, nothing beats the maila of mitzvah isa. So this is one horror of the korbanos of Noach, that even though that the korbanos were tremendous, it doesn't compare to the maila of korbanos of mitzvah isa. On the other hand, we see the Rabbi Yishu was tremendously happy with Noah's Kabbalahs. Vayorach Hashem is Reach Lichoyach, Vayoyim Hashem Eliboy Lo Oisiv Lekalel Oid Es Adom Abav Adom, and I will not make a marble again. The Rabban says, it says Vayoyim Hashem Eliboy. That means the Rabbi Yishu never told Noah this. That means Noah wasn't convinced how chosh of his korbanos were in the eyes of the Rabbeinu Shalom. He did it. He felt it was right. He was happy to do it. He had the proof. Why are there so many korbanos? As Rashi said, why did Hashem tell me to bring Zion, Zion? Must be Hashem wants me to bring the korban. He felt it's the right thing to do. But how chosh of it is, he never knew. Was it well accepted in the eyes of the Rabbeinu Shalom? He had no idea. The Rabban says, when did we find out? Who revealed to us this? By Yom Hashem Eliboy. When did we know? When was it revealed to us that in the course of the Korbanos of Noach, the Mabul will come again? Says the Rabban, do you know when it was revealed? It was only revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu. This sight that Noah's Korbanos was so effective, was so chosh in the eyes of the Rabbeinu Shalom, that it made a promise Hashem won't bring a marble. It was only found out years later, hundreds of years later, in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Noah thought, yeah, it's the right thing to do, but he didn't know the power. The power of his mitzvah was only found out generations later, in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. So this is another limud. One doesn't always know the power of one's mitzvahs. One doesn't always know the power of one's deeds. Sometimes it takes generations and generations later to see the power of a good deed. The same Yisoid, Rav Yaakov Galinsky Zatzal, says we find late in the Sedra. Late in the Sedra, when it talks about Nimrod stirring up a rebellion against the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and he was Nimrod Gibber Tzayit, he was making people rebel against the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. There's a small part in Min HaOretz, Hahi Yotza Asho. Asho wasn't happy with Nimrod's activities. He went out, he separated himself from them, by Yivanes Nineveh, and he built a town called Nineveh, and a few other towns. And the Pasuk says later, Hi Ho'ir Hagdoila. This is the famous Nineveh, which we know from Yonah, Nineveh was an Irak Doila. Now, we all know the story of Yonah, which took place 1,000 years later after this story, at least 1,000 years. So Nineveh, they weren't doing what they went to do. They were mashkis, they were doing bad deeds. The Rabbeinu Shalom sent Yonah to be ma'ir of them, that you are heading for destruction, you better do tshuva. And they listened. And that's the reason why Yonah didn't want to go in the first place. And there were chozer b'tshuva, and the gzeirah was cancelled. Said Rav Yaakov Galinsky Zatzal, how taka, it's a very strange story that they were taka chozer b'tshuva so easily, and the rabbis was cancelled the gzeirah. It's an amazing achievement. They just heard one message from the Novi, and it went into them, it went into their hearts, it went into their minds, they listened, chozer b'tshuva, they discarded all their bad deeds, and the Rabbi Shem cancelled the Gzeirah. Says Rav Yaakov Galinsky Zatzal, it's going to be the schus from the Zeda. It's going to be the schus from the Zeda of an Ashu. He built the town with good intentions. So one doesn't know the power of a good intention, of a good deed. A good deed you can find out 1,000 years later, the power of a good deed. The good deed was Nikolaita. The Rabbeinu Shem gave them extra siyata d'shmaya, extra help, in order that they shouldn't get destroyed. He built it with a good intention in mind. The Rabbeinu Shem didn't want such a good meister to go bottle, to become bottle. So the Rabbeinu Shem made it that this town won't get destroyed. They'll accept Yonah's message, and they will do tshuva and it won't get destroyed. A good deed does not go to waste. And one doesn't always know the power of a good deed. One doesn't know how much effect the good deeds got. It sometimes can take a story of 1,000 years later to realize how powerful the good deed was. So like we see, the power of Noah's good deed was only became noticed years, generations later. The same thing, the power of Ashur's action was only noticed 1,000 years later. Carries on Rabbi Yakalinsky Zatzal. There's another pause in this week's Sedra. Right at the end of the Sedra. Vayomos Horon. Horon died al pnei Terach Oviv. In the lifetime in front of Terach, his father. What does it mean? Vayomos Horon. Right at the end of the pause. Al pnei Terach Oviv. Melatabu Kazim. So Rashi brings the Medrash already. That Terach was the big Oved of Avodah Zarah. And Avraham Avinu was the big believer. And Terach was Malshin to Nimrod about Avraham Avinu's activities. And Nimrod decided to can't have any of that. And they threw Avraham Avinu into the fire, as we know, and he got saved. Came Horon's turn. Horon was a bit Pesach HaShtesiv. He wasn't sure whose side to belong. He saw Avraham Avinu saved. Right? Looks like it's the right path to follow. So they asked him, whose idea do you follow? He said, I follow Avraham Avinu's ideas. And they threw him in, but since it wasn't so clear, he was burnt. But let's not forget, he was Moisa Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem. He was Moisa Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem. It was a great act. It was a bold move to say that I agree with Avraham Avinu. Okay, it wasn't with the dog of Avraham Avinu. And he got burnt al Kiddush Hashem. Says Rabbi Yakalinsky, you think the mice got unnoticed? Oh no. You think there was no result of Horon's tremendous Messias Nefesh? What did he get reward? He said, let's just have a look at of Horon's children. Let's go through them one by one. Child number one, Sorai Menu. The first of the Amorites, Horon's daughter. We signed the end of the Seder. Yisko, Sorai Menu, the first of the Amorites, that was Horon's daughter. Let's move on. Rivka. Who was Rivka? Rivka was Bas Pesuel, Ben Milka, Bas Horon, the other one, the other daughter, Milka, Nochoy's wife. So Nochoy's wife, they had Pesuel. The next of the Amorites, Rivka Meinu, Enikel of who? Of Horon. Let's move on. Rochel Velea. Who are Rochel Velea? Daughters of Lavan. Who was Ben Pesuel? Ben Milka, Ben Horon, Bas Horon again. All the Amorites, Soro, Rivka, Rochel Leah. The Rabbi Yishim doesn't ignore anything. He doesn't discard any good bowler. It was a tremendous bowler. It looked like, as we use now, lost a bit of a flop. He thought we was his nephew. Nothing came out. Died, burnt on the spot. No. Everything is recorded. Everything is reckoned. And the Rabbi Yishim gave him the tremendous car. Look, his whole, all his children, sorrow, Rikul, Rokaleah, carries on. Says if I care, let's carry on further. And where do you think Bil and Zilpah, which were also part of setting up the shift they call, where did they came from? Sheikh Glo and Rashi Sofa Yeitse, they're also daughters of Lavan from his Pelegesh. So also don't. So sorrow, Rikul, Rokaleah, Bil and Zilpah also include all Einikluch of Horon. This was Horon's daughters. Horon had a son as well. He had a son called Loit. He had a son called Loit. Also a bit of interesting character. Let's call him perhaps. A bit of Zoi, something Loit of joined Avraham Avinu, joined Stein, you know, whatever was going. But Loit was the son of Horon. The end story of Loit is, who was Loit's Einiklich? Rus Amoy Avio. So Amoyin Amoyov, Rus, Namo Amoyin is Rus Amoy Avio. A Malchus face David, Ushloimai, the whole Malchus face David, future Klali soul. Who do you think it comes from? Horon again. The future, the Rusamoy Avio, Malchus face David, Ushloimai comes, and the whole future of Klali soul, Moshiach, Ben David, the Goel of Klali soul, all come from the Einikach of Loit. The Rabbeinish of Einikach of Horon. The Rabbeinish Loimai takes everything in calculation. Nothing goes to waste. Rabbi Yaakov used expression, it's worth investing with the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's worth investing your good deeds. The dividends are amazing. you'll get back kiflei kiflayim. Invest good deeds by the Rabbeinu Shalom, and you get it all back. So Aharon did his good deed. It may not be mishleim like Avraham Avinu, but he got his full dividends. All the future gladdies, all the mois, Sora, Rivka, Rochalea, Bila, Zilpa, Rus, and the rest all came from Aharon. He carries on, and he says, we know the story of Chor by the Egel. By the Egel, the Klal Yisrael were planning to make an Egel Azov Navayit Azora to replace Moshe Rabbeinu as if. So Chor said, no, you mustn't do that. Navayit Azora, not allowed. Got killed, and they killed him on the spot. And so he died at Kiddush Hashem, trying to protect the Kovet Hashem, and he died because of that. But nothing went unrecorded, nothing went without calculations. Who was the Enkel Kohor? As you know, Betzala ben Ur ben Chol, Kunt Chazal, he was a 13-year-old or 14-year-old. Yod al Tzarv Oysa Sheniva Beshmaim Oret. He managed to build the Mishkan with all the Shleimos. Everything is calculated. Investing by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the best investment. The dividends, you never know the power of a Maisa. Sometimes you see straight away, sometimes you see later, generations later, but it's always there. Let me just finish off with a famous story. You've all heard the story, but it's a true story. Good true story, you'll have to say it as many times as you like. The famous story, there was a person called Zalman Oren, who was the education minister of Ben-Gurion in the time when he set up Zionism. So the person was called, the education was called Zalman Oren. Now, his wife, she wasn't the greatest tzaddikah, she was a wife of him, but she used to keep one mitzvah, had lockers near Shabbos, she saw at home, she used to light Shabbos candles, and she had seen by her mother, maybe her grandmother as well, when you light Shabbos candles, you're supposed to daven for the success of your children. So that's what she kept, she used to light Shabbos candles every week, and daven for the success of her children. But, so what type, what's called success? She knew her husband, Mr. Oren, was the Minister of Education of Ben-Gurion, and he used to talk very highly about his boss, Ben-Gurion. So that was in her eyes, that's called a person who's reached success in life. So she used to daven regularly, her children should grow up, be successful in life like Ben-Gurion. Vayiayoy, we know Ben-Gurion realized there was a strong power against him, a great rabbi in Bnei Barak whose constantly name is quoted as fighting against all his krumashitas. And this person was called Harav Karelitz, the Chazon Ish. And the Ben Gurion was an intelligent person, and he wanted to have out with the Chazon Ish. He had his shitters, and he wanted to have out with the Chazon Ish, and he wanted to get an appointment with the Chazon Ish. And by some miracle, he was Matzliach. The Chazon Ish agreed to talk to him, but not look at him. Also, L'stakel p'nei Rosh, mustn't look at him. So he agreed to talk to him, but not look at him. And they had this famous appointment, which there is some details we know, some details we don't know. The Chazon Ish answered every question of Ben-Gurion on the spot. And Ben-Gurion was amazingly impressed with the Chazon Ish. Didn't change much, but he was amazingly impressed with the Chazon Ish. And when he came back from this famous meeting, he reported to his good friend, the Minister of Education. He said, this man in Bnei Brak, he's like a malach. He's an amazing person. He mamash looked like an angel. And he answered all my questions. We argued, but he answered. He said, this man is an absolute angel. And he went on and on about it to this Minister of Education. So he comes and reports to his wife and says, you should know, my boss, Mr. Ben-Gurion, had this famous this meeting with Rabbi Karelitz, and he spoke so highly about it, but he mamash looked like a malach. So she decided, well, if that's the case, I always want my children to be successful. For now on, I'm going to daven, not that my children should grow up to be like Ben-Gurion. Now, someone who Ben-Gurion holds highly of, who admires, who Ben-Gurion admires. So for now on, she started davening, I want my children to grow up to be like Rabbi Karelitz. And that's how she davened. What's his geshein? An enikel of hers, somebody called Rabor Chaiman, he was Chuzah B'tshuva, and he became a tremendous Askin Nishalayim. He set up Meisters, he set up Shiurim, and he had an amazing Hatzlocha, and people wondering, whatever he started was successful. And he did an amazing amount of Meisters, an amazing amount of organizations, and he was successful. And they asked him one day, how is it that you're so successful in all your good work, what you're doing, to help the Kehillahs? He said, the tefillahs of my grandmother. He said, my grandmother wasn't such a known great woman, but she davened a sincere tefillah from the bottom of her heart. She meant it. I want my children to be successful like Rabbi Kralitz. So I want it. Tefillahs, nothing goes to it. Any good deed is worth investing in the Rabbi Nishim. The dividends come. Kifle kiflayim. So even a small deed, you don't know, you don't realize. Sometimes it takes generations. Vayor Hashem Zerech Lichoyach. Noyach did a good deed. He didn't know how powerful it was, but it saved the world a doyer doyer. So for now, we never get a marble anymore. The Rabbi Nishim said, I'm never going to do it again. That's a second lesson we have to learn. Besides, we've learned from the Medrash that God was Savoisa, Ainim Savoisa. But investing in the Rabbi Nishim brings tremendous hatzlocha and tremendous brocha. All we need to do is to do our bit. We need to do our bit, and we've got no idea any good maisa has its tremendous hatzlocha. So we just need to daven like the Rabbi Nishim saved the world then from the marble of water, which through the schusim of the maisim, we need to daven our present age. We've got a different marble around. We're flooded with viruses at the moment. We need to daven the boshes to save us from the present marble and the schus of our tefillahs and the maisim toivim. In mitzvah Hashem, we should only see siyata d'shmaya. Amen. 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 Amen.